Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
England have finished on top of Group D, and a moment of Luka Modric brilliance has seen Croatia defeat Scotland. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Wednesday, the 23rd of June. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
England could be in here. It's over Saka, Sterling, they are in here. Sterling at Wembley again.
England have finished on top of Group D after defeating the Czech Republic 1-0 at Wembley. Raheem Sterling's goal in the 12th minute, enough to see the Three Lions run out winners.
And that's a striker's dream. When you think it's to the back post like that and you know the defenders can't get there, it's just an easy header, open goal for Sterling.
That was Socceroos legend John Aloisi's assessment of the goal, speaking on Optus Sport's live match coverage. Here's what the goal scorer had to say after the match.
I think there's positives from the game. I think we kept the ball better today. There was more attacking option. We got in the gaps really well and played some good football at times and got the goal we needed.
Meanwhile, in Glasgow, Croatia have joined England and the Czech Republic in the last 16 after defeating Scotland 3-1. Nikola Vlasic opened the scoring for Croatia before Callum McGregor levelled the scores just before the break with Scotland's first goal of the tournament.
Nearly fell for Adams and he just couldn't get it out of his feet.
Knowing a draw would have seen both teams eliminated, it was a moment of Luka Modric's brilliance that had Croatia on their way with half an hour remaining.
Touchback by Petkovic for Kovacic for Modric. It is a stunning, stunning moment.
An Ivan Perisic header then sealed the result, meaning the final standings in Group D see England finish in first, Croatia second, the Czech Republic third, and Scotland in last. Here's what Scotland's Callum McGregor had to say after their elimination.
The lads are shattered. They put so much energy into it. You know, the fans were amazing again, so I just want to thank them for their input as well. And I think we just lost to too much quality in the end. You see the second goal, Modric with the outside of his foot puts in the top corner. So that's what you're up against at this level. So it's a tough lesson.
Tonight, we'll see the conclusion of the group stage. In Group E, Sweden will face Poland and Slovakia will take on Spain, while in Group F, Portugal play France and Germany face Hungary. You can catch all of the action live and exclusive on Optus Sport, coverage starting from 2:30 a.m. Eastern. And that's all the latest football news. Be sure to check in later today for the Gegenpod Euro, where Scott McDonald, Nick Stoll and David Squires will be joining Rich Bayliss to unpack all the key talking points from the morning's action. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.